So now, lying on your back with your arms along your sides, palms turned up to the ceiling, and your legs outstretched on the floor, toes releasing outwards. Or perhaps you may wish to bend your knees and rest the soles of your feet on the floor if that's more comfortable. And of course, it's totally fine to sit in a chair or to stand if that's what suits your body most in this moment. So using your own authority on that. So just taking a moment now to become present to whatever is arising in your body. So perhaps noticing the points where your body makes contact with the surface you're lying on. There may be sensations of heaviness or lightness. You may feel the weight of gravity holding, supporting your body. And perhaps a sense of sinking and releasing with each breath into that gravity. You may notice clothing or air against your skin. Just opening to all the ordinary sensations of being in your body in this moment. And becoming aware now of the sensations of breathing. It's noticing the breath as it enters your body and exits your body. And bringing attention in particular now to movements in your abdomen. Noticing that it may be rising and falling with the cycle of the breath. You may even wish to place your hands on your abdomen for a moment if that feels right for you. Just feeling the movement of the breath there. Feeling the slight expansion and rising of the abdomen as you breathe in. And then a softening and releasing as you breathe out. And remembering that there's no right way to feel when you're doing this. We're not trying to achieve any special state, even to relax. We're just paying attention to what we experience in this moment. And the way you're feeling is simply the way you're feeling right now. And as best you can, bringing care and tenderness towards your experience. And if at any point during the body scan you find sensations are too intense or you have difficult emotions arising, just knowing that you can always just come back to the breath here at the abdomen is a safe place in which to get some stability and to rest for a moment before moving back out to the part of the body we're working on whenever feels right for you. So, feeling free to leave your hands on your abdomen now, or else place them back along the sides of your body. And then, when you're ready, allowing your attention to flow down through your left leg and out into the left foot. And beginning to explore the sensations in the foot. Maybe you can feel the heel making contact with the floor. Moving through the arch now and the sole of the foot. Feeling into the sides of the foot. sensing into the toes, the big toe, the little toe, toes in between. And tuning into the sensations in the top of the foot. And not so much thinking about the sensations as directly experiencing them. So perhaps you might notice lightness or heaviness, warmth or coolness. There might be tingling or pulsing, or there might be blankness, no sensation. Remembering there's no right or wrong way to feel, just opening to whatever is arising in this moment. And now letting your attention wander up to the left ankle. So noticing the inner ankle, outer ankle, on the surface, right down deep inside. And exploring now the lower part of the left leg. Just noticing sensations there. So you may be able to feel the contact of clothing or pressure where the leg is resting on the floor. Maybe there's sensations in the calf or the shin bone, or perhaps there's nothing at all, and that's not a problem. And moving the attention now to the left knee. So the kneecap, the top of the knee, right down deep inside the knee, the sides of the knee, the back of the knee. And many times during the body scan, you might notice that your mind wanders away its attention from the part of the body we're focusing on. And if that happens, that's totally okay. It's not a problem. It's just what minds do. So if you notice this, just gently escorting your attention back to the part of the body that we're focusing on. And every time the mind wanders away, just gently, patiently, but persistently bringing it back. Knowing that every time you do so is a moment of mindfulness. And now shifting attention to the upper part of the left leg. So from the top of the knee, up to the inner groin and out to the hip. Perhaps sensing into the quad muscle or the hamstring. Maybe there's some sense of movement with tingling or pulsing, or perhaps it's stillness. And expanding the focus of your attention now to include all of the left leg. So from the top of the hip right down to the toes of your left leg. And just opening to all the sensations, whatever is arising in this moment in your left leg as you lie here breathing. And on your next out breath, just directing the attention now down the right leg and all the way out to your right foot. And opening now to exploring sensations in your right foot. Maybe beginning with the heel where it makes contact with the floor. The arch of the right foot. The ball of the foot, the sole of the foot, moving now to the toes of the right foot. The big toe, the little toe, all the toes in between. Feeling into the sides of the foot. And the top of the right foot. And now expanding to include a sense of all of your right foot. All the sensations at the skin level and right down deep inside. And moving to explore now your right ankle. The inner ankle, the outer ankle. And exploring now the lower part of your right leg. So the shin bone on top, the sides of this part of the leg, and the calf muscle. And moving now to the right knee. And now shifting attention to the upper part of the right leg. Feeling into any sensations that are there right now to be known. So from the top of the knee up to the hip, across to the groin, the sides of the thigh, the back of the thigh, the front of the thigh. There might be a heaviness or a lightness. You might notice clothing or blankets or the places that you make contact with the floor. Or perhaps the sensations are so subtle, they may almost be blankness. And now opening up to all the sensations on your right leg, from the top of the hip down and out to the toes. As best you can, just opening to all the sensations as they arise in your right leg. Shifting the focus of your attention now to your pelvis. So the left hip and the right hip, the genital area, and the place where your buttocks make contact with the surface you're on. Noticing if there's a heaviness there or a lightness, perhaps feeling the weight of gravity. And tuning into the lower part of the back now. Perhaps noticing if there's tightness or softness. It's tuning into any sensations as they arise, and also being aware of any judgments that you might make about some of these sensations as pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Noticing any tendency to brace or to tense when you encounter certain sensations. And moving now up the back, the rib cage, the curvature of the spine, perhaps noticing any sensations of breathing that might happen. Tuning in now to the upper part of the back. The top of the shoulders, the back of the shoulders. And just noticing what's there for you in this moment. Is there tightness, softness, heaviness, lightness, pulsing? Are the sensations constant or fluctuating? And taking in the whole of the back body now, from the top of the shoulders, right down through the back, the whole length and breadth of the back, right down to the sacrum. Just opening to all the sensations as they arise. And on the next out breath, letting go your focus on your back and shifting it around to the front of your abdomen and the belly area. And as you rest your attention here, you may notice the sensations of breathing, the rising and falling as we breathe in and breathe out. Exploring through the abdomen, the waist area. Maybe getting a sense of the organs inside the body. Feeling into the lower rib cage. And again, maybe noticing the breath here as the lungs expand and release. Feeling through the rib cage, the upper chest, the breasts. And perhaps noticing some subtle sensations of the heart beating as it pumps blood around the body. And expanding to include a sense of all of the torso, the front body, the back body, the side body. Being present to it all. And now letting the attention flow down into the arms, and we'll do both of the arms at the same time. So shifting the attention down through the arms and out to the fingertips. And just noticing any sensations that might be arising there. Perhaps there's tingling or pulsing. It might be a sensation of moisture or dryness. Perhaps feeling any air around the fingertips, or the temperature, coolness, warmth. And exploring now down through the fingers and into the palms of the hand. And the backs of the hands. Again, noticing if your mind wanders off at any point, just to gently guide it back, bringing it back now to focus on the sensations in our hands. And shifting attention now into the wrists. It's the inner wrist and the outer wrist. Perhaps there may be a sense of the pulse as blood is pumped through this delicate, delicate area. Or not. And tuning into the forearms now, so the back of the forearm where it's making contact, the floor, the inner part of the lower part of the arm. And moving now to the elbows, the inner elbow. And the outer elbow. It's allowing things to be as they are, as best you can. Not looking for anything. Not trying to make things be a certain way. Just opening to and allowing things to be as they are in this moment. And shifting the attention now to the upper arms. It's the outside of the arms, the inside of the arms, the triceps, the biceps, right into the armpits. And expanding now to include a sense of all of the arm, from the top of the shoulder, right down and out to the fingertips. Perhaps feeling the weight of the arms or a lightness. Noticing clothing or blankets. Feeling any sense of contact. Noticing any sensation arising. And on the next out breath, shifting the attention through the neck area. So feeling the back of the neck, the sides of the neck, the front of the neck. If you're lying down, noticing what it feels like not to be holding your head up. Noticing the throat area. Noticing the surface and deeper inside. Perhaps noticing the temperature or the feeling of air against your skin. And allowing the attention now to flow up from the neck and out to the jaw. Again, another area we can sometimes hold tension. Just noticing if there's any tightness or looseness or softness here. Perhaps even releasing the lower jaw slightly. Just noticing what effect this has on the face and the neck muscles. And exploring now the chin and the lips and inside the mouth, the tongue, teeth, the gums. And moving now to your upper lip, little place beneath the nostrils, And exploring now the nostrils and inside the nose and the outside of the nose. Perhaps there's sensations of the breath as you inhale and exhale. And shifting now to the cheeks. And out to the ears. Inside the ears, outside the ears. And moving now to the temples and to the eyes, the eyeballs, as they rest in their sockets. Are they moving or still? Is there darkness or lightness? Feeling into the eyelids. And to the eyebrows and the bridge of the nose. And tuning into the forehead now, this area that's so often animated and expressive. What's it like now in stillness? And shifting the attention now to the back of the head, to the skull, where it's making contact with the floor. And the top of the head. The scalp, the skull. And expanding to include a sense of all of the head now. Noticing if there's a heaviness or lightness. Perhaps noticing temperature, the feeling of air on the skin. And now expanding the focus of your attention to take in the whole of the body, resting here, breathing. So from the top of the head right down to the tips of the toes. All the different sensations arising, passing. Noticing how your mind is. Is it busy? Is it slow? Noticing any emotions that might be arising. And watching them shift and change over time. And allowing the body to sink deeper and deeper in a state of stillness. Releasing with gravity. Open to things just as they are in this moment. And as this practice comes to an end, perhaps taking a moment to congratulate yourself for giving yourself this time and attention to nourish yourself in this way.